This is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of the Heaven Bound Umbrella podcast. My name is Roger Schaus, and I'm glad to have you with us today. Jumpstart number 1572, written April 1st, 2016. Psalms 118, verse 24. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day which the Lord has made. This day is a gift. Not everyone has this day. For some, they ran out of days yesterday. Their divine appointment with the Lord was called, and yesterday was their last day. On this day, with tears in their eyes, their families gathered to make plans for a funeral. For those whose eyes are open today, we have been blessed by the Lord. He has given us a new day. This is more than just a Monday. It's more than the start of a week. It's more than another day at work. It's more than another day at school. Today is a gift of the Lord. Our verse tells us two responses to this day. First, it says, let us rejoice. This is more than just be happy. It carries a connection to God. We rejoice because of the blessing of the Lord. We are thankful. We want to use the day wisely. We want to be productive and beneficial to others. Secondly, the text says, be glad in it. That's hard for some. As I type this, I have a post-it note on my desk with all the things I need to get done. It's a full day. It's going to be a busy day. There's much to get done. Many of us have a day just like that, busy. With all the things to be done, it's easy to forget the gladness of the day. We can complain. We can fall into the trap of being miserable. We can hate our jobs, our houses, our paychecks, and even our lives. Misery mounts. The weather stinks, prices stink, and before long we are singing doom, despair, and agony on me. So here's my list of how to make today a great day. My first thought would be to throw away the post-it notes, check out of the office, hop in the car, and drive until I run out of gas. We'd love to do that. Skip work and take in a movie. Hit the golf course. Go shopping. But the demands of keeping a job, a family, and responsibilities doesn't allow us to do those things. Even if we did, the next day would be a disaster. Nope, we still have to go to work. We still have to go to school. We still got things that must be done. So how can we find joy and gladness even today? Start by doing a quick 10-point thank you. Look around the room you're in or in the car that you're in and name 10 things that you're thankful for. It may be having a job. It may be having a house. Look, think, thank. Secondly, put on some music that makes you feel good. Thirdly, stare out the window and notice things. Fourth, think of the one person you need to pray for and then really pray for that person. Next, get a hymn in your mind and hum it to yourself as you drive today. Read something from the Gospels, Jesus and the lepers, Jesus and the bent-over woman, Jesus walking on water. Read slowly. Look at the words. Put yourself there. Find the layers in the story and start peeling them back one by one. Call someone today to have a nice chit-chat with. Notice colors today. My friend Norma Bowman told me that green must be God's favorite color because he uses it so often and there's so many different shades of green. I like that. Try to get through the entire day without complaining. That includes complaining about work, the weather, and the kids. Think of your favorite person. Why do you like that person? Are you noticing something with these simple exercises? Gladness and rejoicing are choices. The psalmist had to work. He had family. He had deadlines. He had trials and struggles. Misery is as much of a choice as is rejoicing. To have that glad spirit, one must control their thoughts. If we allow our thoughts to control us, then traffic, people, problems fill our thoughts, and soon we become miserable. We can be rejoicing in the waiting room of the hospital. It's a choice. You can look around and see trash on the floor, dust on the shelves, or you can look around and see things that make you rejoice. Rejoicing and gladness are not byproducts of a carefree, simple life. They're choices made no matter what the day brings. We are just days away from Sunday. That's enough to make us rejoice. The best day of the week is almost here. Some will ruin this day that God has given them because they will waste it being bitter, mean, and sour. That's a choice. They don't realize it. They make themselves that way. This day can help you with the Lord and others, or it can be lost because of shallow things we think about. Lower your nets today. Think big thoughts. Pray big prayers. Plan big plans. Rejoice big. Think big. Don't follow the masses. We're swimming upstream in a downstream world. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Thank you for listening to Jumpstart Rewind.